The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, they quote from the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, like we say in davening. So the Gemara asks, V'chi v'yom ivarchin oso, u'v'layle, ivarchin oso, what do you mean, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? We only bless God during the day, not at night? So of course, that is not what it means, because we have to thank God, bless God all the time, 24/7. And Rashi explains over there, Divrei Amaskel Kol Hayom, that you have to mention, in order to, when you're davening, so on Shabbos you got to give a special mention to Shabbos, on Yontov, etc. That's what it means. So on Rosh Chodesh, there's a special mitzvah of a Chiyav Haskara, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The question is, what's the nature of this din? And in fact, it's usually some of the questions I get every Rosh Chodesh are, number one is, let's say you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. Well, not when you forget to say Yalav ever, but let's say you forget to say Yalav Yavo the last mincha of Rosh Chodesh. Or many times you forgot it at Shacharis. And then when they get to Hallel, they remember. So do I daven Shacharis again? What do I do? Does it make a difference when I remember? So we'll discuss some of these questions. So to understand the question, we have to go get down to a fundamental understanding. When it says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, what is the meaning of a Chiyav Haskara? In other words, that once we say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you have to mention K'ayin. Is that part... Does that inherently become part of the Shemone Esrei now? It's built in like any other bracha. It's like if I left out another bracha, is that why I would have to repeat? Or, no, it's just a hosafa. And Chazal tell us, you can't make the hosafa in a vacuum. You got to do it in the context of Shemone Esrei. So that's why I'm repeating. In other words, am I yotze my mitzvah of tefillah, except I have to go back because it's the Chiyav Haskara, and I have to do the Chiyav Haskara in davening? In other words, is the mitzvah of davening, is the mitzvah of Chiyav? Or do I say no, they go together? Chazal said that the Chiyav Haskara is the essential part of davening, and therefore it's like davening the wrong day. It's like davening a weekday Shemone Esrei and leaving out Shabbos. So in other words, because the Gemara tells us, and what's clear is the Gemara tells us, whether it's clear or not, but the Gemara tells us about, what about which tefillah are we talking about? Does it make a difference when you forget Yalav V'Yavo? You forget it Shacharis, Mincha, Amayrev. So it certainly does make a difference. That the Gemara tells us at the end of the fourth perek in Brachas, it talks about a person who forgets Yala V'Yavo in Tefillah. So the Gemara talks about it in Lamed Amud Beis. Tov Lo Hizkel Shel Rosh Chodesh Arabis. So what's clear is the Gemara tells us explicitly that if you forget Yalav Yavo at evening service, ain magzirin also. Why? Since Beis only meets during the day. So therefore, it's a question what exactly is the connection, but whatever the connection is, there clearly is a connection. The Gemara is saying is because you can't be Mekadesh during the day, therefore you can't, therefore even if you get Yalav Yavo, it's still a go. And Tosis, right, whether it's a chiddush or not, it's lo lahalacha, but the Tosis makes a distinction. This is dafka b'layla harishon, ein magzirin oso. Kevin she'ein b'kadesh and it's a chodesh b'layla. Ach, b'layla she'ini magzirin oso, ki kevin she'achodesh kvar mekudush miyom lefanov. Ulam Tosis, you know, at the end he writes, we'll go, the lo nira lechalek, and the Or Sameach brings it out why we don't mechalek. But that Tosfos has a good story. He says because by the second night's ready, the day's ready mekudesh. So either way, we lehalacha we assume it doesn't. There's no difference if you forget yalo v'yavo at night or Rosh Chodesh. Whether it's night one or night two, ain magzirin. Let me just point out on Yontif, if you forget, you do go back. But so nighttime you don't go back. And so Bapashtis, Shacharis, and Mincha, you do go back. So there's a chiyuv to say Yalo v'yavo in Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv. The Gemara is clear. The Gemara is clear in Shabbat and Gemara. Daf Lamed, you don't go back from Meir, but on Chav Tes Amaveis, the Gemara talks about going back, and it's clear that by Shacharis and Mincha as well, not as well, but Shacharis and Mincha, you have to go back. So Meir, if you don't go back, Shacharis and Mincha, you don't go back. Shacharis, we'll see, there might be a way out of Shacharis going back. So let's just talk about Mincha. So Mincha, if you forget Yalo v'Yavo, you have to go back. So the question is, why do you have to go back? Do I have to go back because it's like I didn't daven Mincha? Or no, I daven Mincha, I'm just lacking in the Chiyav Askara, my nafkamina. Who cares? I have to go back. So that's the Shaila, that's what Tosfos talks about in the top, in the big Tosfos on Chav Vav Amabeit in Brachos. On, let's say, you, so all agree, if you didn't daven Mincha on the last Mincha Rosh Chodesh, so Meir of Yidavin Tushmon Esres. But let's say I daven Mincha, but I left out Yalo v'Yavo, and I remember, if I remember before, well, it's the Man Mincha, so I go back, or strictly speaking, I could listen to the Chazaras Hashatz of Mishriach Sibor, but it's not recommended today because we don't have the it's much too difficult to have the kavanah to sit here and listen. It's easier to daven by yourself, as hard as it is to have kavanah that way. So the question is, you remember it's nighttime now. So it's a machlokas rishonim, he brings down Rabbeinu Yehuda and others. Rabbeinu says, what's the point? You don't want to go back. It's muvos lo yoko liskun. Because everyone agrees, after Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to mention Yalo v'Yavo. So what am I getting? I already davened. So I'm not davened the same thing over again. So therefore, the opinion says no. The other opinion says, yeah, you have to daven over. What's in the Kudas HaMachlokas? Is this Chakira? If you assume, how do you view a Shmona Esrei without Yahweh V'Yavo? If it's a Shmona Esrei, except I'm lacking the Chiyav Askara, so I'm not going to get the Chiyav Askara after Rosh Chodesh, so what's the point of, I already got my Mitzvah of Tefillah. But if I say you got nothing, davening Mincha without Yalo v'Yavo is like not davening Mincha at all, then I'd have to repeat it. So that's a machlokes rishonim. So what do we do? So therefore it's recommended that Tov Mincha Shel Shabbos v'Spalel Yudches v'lo Hizkir Shabbos. So and Simon Kovches gets into these halachas. The bottom line is that what the poskim recommend, the Mishnah Brura, he says that you should go back and daven the second with the Tanai. If the halacha is that I need a daven again, it's just a Tashlum, and if not, it's a Tzilas Nedava. However, even the Mishnah Berurah raises Imcho Rosh Chodesh Be'erev Shabbos, but your Rosh Chodesh Rag Yom Echad, then he says, Ein Lahashkam Klal, because you can't do a Tfilas Nedava on Shabbos. And that was the issue, let's say, still is, with Porsche Minyanim, or some outside Minyanim where people were in different yards, in terms of whether you rely on the Tshuvas HaRashba, which talks about being mitzarev by a zimin, whether you apply it to tefillah or not. To those who do apply it, so some apply it once we follow the Rashba, that's it. Others say, well, it's a chiddush in its own right, we're only going to apply it, we're going to try to avoid safek bracha levatola. So in other words, in these porch minyanim, do you do chazara tashat? So if you assume you accept the Rashba, you do it. But if you say we're not really sure if we accept it, it's a Shas Adchak, so anything we don't have to do, we won't do. So either some suggested a Chatzi Kedusha, or others suggest that you have, when the Chazan repeats the Shemona Esrei, he has in mind for it to be a Tfilas Nadava, but that wouldn't work on a Shabbat. So that's the halacha. So therefore, we daven a second Shemona Esrei if you forgot Yalav Yov in the last Minchan Rosh Chodesh, but it's you make the Tanai. But if it's Rosh Chodesh going into Shabbos, so then since you can't make Nadava on Shabbos, therefore you would not. So really, we see Iker Hadin, it would seem to me, that we pass in Rabbeinu Yehuda, that really you are Yotze in Mitzvah of Tefillah. And we see this as well, that's the discussion, because there's a Magen Avraham that writes that if a person already davened Musaf, and then you remember, you left El Yalav Yavo, and then you remember it after you davened Musaf already. So the Magen Avraham writes, B'di'eved, you don't have your Yotze, because why? Because clearly the Magen Avraham is working with Rabbeinu Yehuda, that you already, in other words, everyone agrees if I didn't daven Shacharis, and I just daven Musaf, well, don't worry, but you don't have to daven Shacharis anymore. No one would say that. So the Magen Avraham clearly is not working with the sheet of the Tishana Yotze davening at all, or else it wouldn't make any sense. The Magen Avraham is working with the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda that Meikar Adin, you are Yotze Tvila. And since you're Yotze Tvila, so since Musaf is all about Haskhi of Haskara, so when you daven Musaf, you Yotze. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes, and some posts need to rely on the Magen Avraham. Rav Soloveitchik took it a step further. He even said, Lechad Chila. And the Magen Avraham is talking post facto, you already daven Musaf. But what happens if, the question comes up is, when they get to Hala, they realize they forgot to say Yalav Yavo. So now what? In other words, the choice is, do I wait until I get to Musaf and daven Musaf and then not go back? Or do I daven Shacharis over again? If you remember, after Musaf, so then already it's a done deal, assuming you go with this Magen Avraham. But Rav Soloveitchik took it a step further. He says, even L'chadchila, it's best to wait. Why? Because we know, I don't need the Ramah, but we know no one has kavana today. You know, we give it our best shot, but it's difficult to have kavana. So to get into more shilas or bracha levatolas every day, because I'm making brachas without the appropriate kavana, so I wouldn't have to daven. So what choice do I have? So I make the best of it. But if I could avoid this scenario, why would I get involved? So since he assumes like the Magen Avraham, the Yotze anyway, once you daven Musaf, better just to rely on that lechadchila than to try to daven over again. Not everyone goes for it, so it's a discussion among the postim, and that's what the Brisker sheet is, that you go ahead and you even lechadchila wait. So like telling people, I can't answer you now, speak to me after Musaf. So when they come back to me after Musaf, I tell them, yeah, you don't have to go back. And in fact, that's what they point out, that's what in the Gemara Brachas Chav Tesem and Beis, when it says Tov Elohiskel Shal Rosh Chodesh, about the rules of when you go back. So Tosis writes there, he quotes from the Bahag, the Hilkos Gedolos, Tavka B'yachid, you have to go back. About B'tzibor Einu Chozer, why? When they say Shomea Mishriach Tzibor, because you're hearing it from the Shriach Tzibor, Yalav, we all know, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, La Midalad Amabez, will put the Rabbin Gumil Ela Am Shabbosados. He only made Chazaras Hashat for people who couldn't read. Mishum Dan Nuse Vitride, Aval Tar, lo. But it wasn't a halacha that you could rely on the Shriach Tzibor. It was only for Ame Aretz Am Shabbosados. So Tosis answers no. I mean, not no, yes. Yeah, you're right. The Gemara, we do assume like Rabbi Gamliel, you cannot rely on Chazara Shashat to fulfill your mitzvah of tefillah. However, here you already daven mincha, or whatever case we're talking about, and you left out Yalo v'yavo. So that's the Yavadin that you already Yotze Tefillah. It is lacking the Chiyav Haskara, and that's where you could go. So we see the same Yisod. That's why you could, that's why if you daven Musaf, if you assume you daven once you daven Musaf, you Yotze, that means you're saying you Yotze your Mitzvah Tefillah. And we see it from the Hilchos Gedolos as well. And that's, you know, and we know it's just a Chumrah Meikar Adin of Tfilas and Daven, because on Shabbos you can't do it, and we don't say the Daven twice. So at best it's a Sveika Dedina, and you wouldn't go back. That's why we do it with the Tanai. And in fact, another, the question would be as well, for those who are Makbid on Tfilah B'Tzibor, so what would happen if I was in Shul, davened early mincha, left out yalo v'yavo, let's say they did a chatzi kiddush, I didn't notice. And then later on in the afternoon, I realized, I can't believe it, I forgot yalo v'yavo. So all agree, if you forgot yalo v'yavo at mincha, you have to go back. The question is, there an Indian to go back to shul? What could I daven at home? In other words, you could always go back again, that's not a shaila, but the question is, well, you already Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibor already. Or once I forgot Yalo V'Yavo, I'm not Yotze anything. So that would depend. If I assume I fulfill my mitzvah Tefillah, so I got Tefillah B'Tzibor, so I could do the Chiyav Haskara at home. I already got my... If I assume I'm not Yotze at all, then obviously if I'm not Yotze Shmoneh Esrei, I can't be Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibor. I have to go back. So based on what we're saying, Iker Adin, it would seem to you did get your mitzvah tefillah b'tzibor. You could always go back for more brachas, but then you could do that even if you didn't forget yalo v'yavo. So these are some of the issues regarding the issue of how do we view a Shmoneh Esrei without yalo v'yavo. Is it a nothing, or is it a yotze tefillah? In fact, that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. That's halacha by Zeman as well. That if you have, let's say, three people benching, you do a Zeman, and then they all forgot to say Yalo V'Yavo, or for that matter, Ritze. Because on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back because there's no Chiyav Suda. But let's assume in a case on Shabbos and Yom Tov where you do, so would you have to go back? So all three have to go back and bench over again. But do they have to do another Zeman? So that would depend on our Chakira, on whether... How do you view a Birkas HaMazon without Ritzei or Yalo V'Yavo? Is it a nothing? If it was a nothing, you'd have to go back because you didn't bench. So, okay, so now you didn't bench and now you have a Chiyav Zeman. But if you're ready with Yotze Birkas HaMazon, you're lacking the Chiyav Askara. That's the way I believe we Paskin, or the Rav Soloveitchik Paskin, that one would not have to go back and do Zeman because you're already Yotze your mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon.